Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.
Too high? I'm high.
Too low.
That's all right. Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi, gals. Hi, everybody. Y'all. Folks. Nerds.
People.
Scientists.
Kitties.
Whoever's
dogs.
Out there.
I
was going to say ghouls and gals, but I forgot the rest of it. But ghouls and gals is kind of fun. Yeah, so we're approaching Halloween. I do not have a costume, but I'll probably buy one tomorrow at the spirit store.
Spirit.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have spirit stores by you, but...
Or Halloween stores,
costume
stores.
It usually says...
Pop-up stores
with costumes. It usually says that, right? Like, we have Spirit of Halloween. If you guys are in Chicago, then I don't know if you guys... If it's, you know, the same name or anything, but let me just check. Okay, we have sound. I don't know if it's the same name for everybody, but, you know, they're pretty generic, run-of-the-mill, right, costume stores. And I think that they've honestly gotten better. I think maybe a year or so after they became a store, they became really popular. They ended up getting a website because, you know, Party City has a website. A lot of those other places have Dollar Store. You know, you could get Walmart, obviously, but Spirit Store has a website, and they do same-day deliveries. They do, so you guys should definitely go. We're not being sponsored by them. I just wanted to recommend something for a quick fix if you wanted to get an overnight costume. But I have been loving, we're segueing a little bit, all these memes with, you know, like, not just Kanye, but, like, other fake, you know, bad costumes where they have like, oh, this is the cowboy, this is the kit where like maybe you're like a privileged white person, or this is the DJ kit, or this is the, like, you know, it's like a costume, like what would this person wear, and what would but it's like or like a regular Joe or like a Karen or whatever.
I saw like a job recruiter
and
costume,
yeah, and I'm asking you, Matthew, and I've not had the guts to ask anyone, are they real costumes or are people just like making memes?
I don't know. I've seen a couple, like, even, you know, one that was White Sox related. I don't know if they're real or not. I mean, the same one that I saw was White Sox. Before that was the one that was a job recruiter.
And they're always, I've only outfit. Been, you said recruiter. I'm going to stick with that. We're going to stick with that. But, like,
recruiter.
I've only been seeing them pop up on Facebook because it's giving people, like, an option to comment and stuff. I haven't been seeing stuff like that, like, on Instagram because I think Instagram is still very, like, let's keep it profesh. Unless you're, like, a meme Instagram, then, you know, then have at it. But I've mostly just been scrolling through Facebook and just seeing, I mean, obviously, I think after this weekend I'm going to take a little break from the internet for a couple days because I know... All the things I'm supposed to be doing, will be done by the time next week starts and I just work. So I need to take a break because it's hard to go look at the fun stuff when you have all the bad stuff in there. And then just the annoying, like, it's just weird. It's like a lot of stuff has happened even just with my DJ community and stuff, like crazy shit. I'm not going to go into it, but like not with me, but just in general. And then you have like big things where you have whatever war is going on, and then celebrity stuff, and people die. It's weird, right? It's a weird time. And it's always right before a holiday that that kind of stuff like that kind of comes to a head, and then it starts getting hot in here, you know?
Hot in here. Woo!
But anyway, if you guys are new, I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you are listening to The Night Owl, which is an all-inclusive podcast that talks about music, art, and life, and everything in
between.
I added a little more to the intro. So yeah, welcome. Get a snack, get a drink. We have a snack and a drink. Matt ate his snack already.
Pull up a couch.
I saved my snack for while we were doing this.
I was hungry. I could
be rude and crunch through.
I was hungry.
I know, he was hungry. He's like Miss Pac-Man over here. So anyway, yeah, grab a snack. Let's hang out. We don't know how long the podcast will be. It's a weekend, so we might go an hour and a half. Let's see. Let's see what we do. I have some really cool topics. Matthew has some cool topics. Do you want to start with like a small one first? And then we can kind of go into the more bigger ones. I definitely want to leave the LGBT, LGBTQ one for last because it's very important. It's very, very important.
Yeah, we talking about.
You just people, mentioned it literally.
Oh, the last thing I've just mentioned there that yeah, I see that.
We're going to talk about that.
maybe I should have looked more up on it. I don't know if it's going to be on Hulu or Netflix, but I'm excited to see A Christmas Story 2.
Why do you do that?
Yes, yeah, starring Peter Billingsley reprising role as Ralphie. Yes, he is adult Ralphie coming back home for Christmas.
I'm gonna put in the comment what is your favorite Christmas story?
So,
or Christmas movie, I guess. Can we do Christmas book too, or just movies?
I guess. I mean, obviously the dad will not be there. I'd be curious to see if it's the kid that played his brother, if he reprises that role. The bully Scott Farkas has definitely
A Christmas done... Story tickets. It says it's a tour.
That's Broadway.
Oh, it's on it's Broadway too. Yes.
A Christmas Story 2 is.
Whoa, are you serious? I didn't know when did the Broadway one come out?
It's been around, I think. Huh. But it's based on the first movie.
Interesting. Well, it says you can get these at Target and you can get it on Disney Plus, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
A Christmas Story.
Too. But continuing on, I mean, Scott Farkas, that actor has been in a few roles. He's even popped up, right? Didn't he pop up in It's Always Sunny and
it a says
few
it's
other
out
things?
Already. Is it out already? It says it's out already.
Yeah, maybe it is all right out already.
Did you miss the boat? Matthew, are you missing the boat?
Maybe we could usually be watching ahead of Christmas that. Story too.
So let's see if we can find, I want you guys to see it. Let's see. Get rid of the banner here. All right, yeah, so you guys can see it. Christmas Story 2. So I think it is the HD trailer right here. It says 2012. Did you not
know? No, that's Teenage...
Oh, that's Teenage Ralphie.
No,
okay.
No, they're coming back.
This says 2012 too, A Christmas Story.
Yeah, no, we're talking now.
So what would this be? A Christmas Story? A new Christmas Story movie? Or is it going to be a show?
No, it's going to be a movie.
Maybe it's not. Oh, it says no. I don't see anything about it yet. I don't know where you heard about it. Oh, it says A Christmas Story Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. That's confusing. Like, we had to add another Christmas?
I did not realize there was an actual Christmas Story 2 based on the original movie. No, this is A Christmas Story Christmas, which will reprise the role of Peter Billingsley as Ralphie.
Okay, so let's see if we can see this
one. He comes back as an adult.
All right, so I'm gonna play the trailer, so we had to turn our mic off. So I'm gonna play the trailer real quick.
Does choosing what to watch feel like a chore? Visit imdb.com/TV to learn more.
I can't put my arms down!
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Stop, stop, stop! Oh, fudge.
Sing.
Okay, that was fucking hilarious.
They didn't.
Hold on. I need to turn this off. Okay, that was really hilarious.
They did not give away anything from the actual upcoming movie other mm-hmm. than replaying clips from the original.
Yeah, it was awesome, though.
I'm guessing that...
If I don't want to reveal anything, I mean, people would be so predictable.
They showed, you know, his a picture of him and his friends. I'm guessing they'll come back in it. I mean, his brother. If he's coming back home, I mean, the actress that played his mom is still with us. So.
Yeah, I think they're going to bring back everybody, right? All the OGs.
Well, except for the dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Hmm. All right, so I'm going to start my article. Let's see. Oh, and you guys, before I forget, if I don't say at the end, you guys are welcome to email us. Our email is thenightowlchicago@gmail.com. You can send us love mail, hate mail, you know, gifts, whatever. I mean, as long as they're small and they can fit in our mailbox, we can do that. I probably will get a P.O. box, at one point because, yeah, I think it would be nice to have little gifts. It is going to be Christmas soon. Let's get right over the Halloween. Let's just go right to Christmas. Bah, 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 yay. Bah. So, yeah, that's our email. So you can send us messages. You can send us, you can go on Facebook. You can go on Instagram. We're also on YouTube and we're on Twitch. And we are everywhere you can listen to us as well. We are on every like listening podcast. Our most popular and most used app is probably Pandora. And I took us off Spotify because fuck Joe Rogan. And I decided to boycott Spotify after that. I was like, no, like I can't. I used to love him and now I can't anymore. I'm unable to. So yeah, Pandora would be the best. iTunes is good. But yeah, send us an email. We love to get topics. A lot of our listeners in the past have done that. They've sent us topics. They've written to us. They've written stories. You can be anonymous. But yeah, moving on. Wednesday is driving me nuts right now. She just wants to play. All right, so we're going to talk about Matthew Perry and Keanu Reeves. Why, you say? Because Matthew Perry has talked some shit.
Well, he has a new book out.
Yeah, which I did. No, Matthew, a memoir. He has a memoir.
Well, he's talking about when he almost died or died how many times. I don't know. Or
yeah, how many people have almost died? How many people Keanu went through? No one.
How many people spent $9 million on their life, trying to save their life?
And he still hasn't. He's still like on and off sober. You can't be doing that. Like, he really didn't have any support listening to this story, though. So it's kind of weird. Like, okay. Sorry, technical difficulties. Not me, the computer. I'm fine. All right, so it says Matthew Perry apologizes after questioning why Keanu Reeves still walks among us. So here, Matthew, I read this earlier. Do you want to read this part? Just read the first paragraph here.
Let's see what I'd say. One section, Perry, 53, is talking about his friendship with the late actor River Phoenix and writes, River was a beautiful man, inside and out, too beautiful for this world. It turned out, it always seems to be the really talented guys who go down. Why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us?
What the fuck? Can you read that again?
I read it twice,
and I'm like, what is this? I'm like... Walks Among Us makes it sound like he's an alien or something.
Are you saying that you wish Keanu was dead instead of those two?
Well, this is what I thought when I first read this article, okay? I was thinking, oh, like, did he think that Keanu should have just put himself out of his misery? Did he know how bad his life was?
I mean, is he talking about, did Keanu have a drug problem?
Because these guys did.
If you're talking about probably outstanding human beings, then I'm gonna say no.
He's like a frozen, he's like ice cream cake. Everyone loves him. Sorry. No.
This man does so much.
And he's been through shit.
And asked for
he could
nothing.
Have done drugs. He could have done all yes. that shit. He could have went on a rampage.
God damn it, Chandler Bing. Shut the fuck up.
So he says he misspoke.
Yeah, well, good. You need to come right back.
Read this part.
In a statement to People, Perry says, I'm actually a big fan of Keanu. I just chose a random name. My mistake. I apologize. I should have used my own name instead.
Yeah.
No, because I've heard people make a similar statement, you know, comparing, you know, like River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves before. I mean, no, you knew what you were saying. Shut the fuck up.
Yep. And there's this one. Let me see, make sure. Okay, should I make sure the sound is good? Okay, look at this beautiful freaking angel. The fact that he keep his hair long forever and have it not go bald, he just gets a little receding, but that's normal. I guarantee you his hair's like full up there still, right? I don't know. They're the same age, bro.
And somebody's got more of a colon. Someone has more of a colon than the other one.
Huh? What do you mean?
Matthew Perry's colon burst.
It did? Why?
He almost died because of his alcohol and drug abuse.
Oh, yeah. And
then he spent $9 million.
It just seems like
saving his life.
It just seems so selfish. You could be spending $9 million on anyone else. You know, to save yourself, that's a lost cause then. You shouldn't even be alive. That's what he just said. That's why he's saying I should have used my name instead. Because he's like, I shouldn't be alive. He's like, he realized the gravity of it. And he was like, that's kind of shitty that it said
he
that.
He should have used his own name if he really was talking about that. Mm-hmm. Because right then he goes on, and I know he's talked quite extensively about Chris Farley and...
So read this part. Yeah, read this part.
Yeah, it says, Reeves is cited again in the upcoming book when Perry writes about the death of comedian Chris Farley.
Another
book. His disease had progressed faster than mine had. Plus, I had a healthy fear of the word heroin. We did not share.
I thought Chris Farley did cocaine.
I thought that was his issue, too. Perry writes, I punched a hole through Jennifer Aniston's dressing room wall when I found out Keanu Reeves walks among us. What? Huh?
Is he a vampire or something?
And why are you that upset that somebody else is alive?
And why are you mad that...
Would you state that? Why would
and
you
why
not,
are you scared of the word heroin? Heroin, it's just a word.
Not have stated, I punched a wall through a wall when I found out Chris Farley had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making that weird statement? I guess I go back to what I said earlier. Shut the fuck up.
So, Linda Carter, you know who that is, right? She said, Keanu is like one of those frozen cakes. Nobody doesn't like him. Boom! Got 44,000 likes. No dislikes. I don't think they do that on there. The statement made in Perry's book caused quite a stir on social media with several celebrities tweeting in support of him. So that's what they said. Prince Harry is a memoir? What the fuck is going on? These are some weird ass people coming out of the woodwork right now. Personally, I'm thrilled that Keanu Reeves walks among us. She's happy about it. Okay, so read this part. Just because it's such a weird article, you have to read it.
I agree, boy. I wanted to share when I was safe from going into the dark side of everything again, he told people. I had to wait until I was pretty safely sober and away from the active disease of alcoholism and addiction to write it all down. And the main thing was, I was pretty certain that it would happen. It would help people. Perry opens up in his memoir about his addiction issues.
Here's a video, which we're not going to watch because I heard it was really depressing. Y'all can read that at home. It says when Perry was first cast, he was cast at 24, so he said basically in here it got worse, but all of season 9, he was sober, which I don't know how long it takes for them to make a season. So let's just imagine that maybe it was like a year, right? That he was sober. But he gained all that weight. I mean, he was healthier. He was. He just gained a lot of weight. So it says, he said he did 50 bacon in a day. He was 128 pounds.
That's a lot of...
That's lighter than me. I'm 100, almost 130.
That is a lot of mother's little helpers he was sucking down.
Well, why don't you just call your own mom?
Boy, 55 Vicodin.
How is your tongue not falling to your mouth?
He was 128 pounds. I didn't realize he ever
Yeah, because think
that.
About it. Have you ever done Vicodin?
No.
Okay, so you never, like, taken it from a doctor or anything?
No.
I've taken it, but it was like the... I mean, you get it if you get a tooth pulled. They'll give that to you, right? But now doctors give you the kind that's not as addicting or whatever. It's not as, like, strong. Hey, what are you doing up there? Wednesday's being doing shenanigans right
She's
now.
She's being a little kitty.
She's being a little kitty. Come here, baby. Want to come over here? Come on. It's all right. We can move the table. Come on. Come here. Move your legs.
Oh, she's not ready yet.
She's not ready yet? Come on. You can come up. Come on. Yeah, she's not ready yet.
Not ready.
She's like, I don't really want to. Yeah, so, like, I took one. And, like, if you take one, and I'd taken one before, like, when I had a really bad, like, flu, just to sleep. Like, I was in my 20s, and I was like, I just can't take this. But you feel fuzzy and, like your mouth feels weird. Like, you can't, you don't have any, like, taste. And you like feel like there's like cotton in your mouth, you know? It's like Oxycontin does the same thing, you know? So, I mean, imagine wanting to eat when you take something like that. And half the time you're sleepy. So, yeah, you're going to lose weight. So it says if the police ever came to my house and said, if you drink tonight, we're going to take you to jail, I'd start packing. I couldn't stop because of disease and the addiction is progressive. Which also, I don't understand, first of all, why would cops tell you that? They should be telling you.
He's just saying a what if.
Oh, no, he said, oh, yeah, okay. So he would just say, like, hey, I'm just going to go to jail then. Is that what he's saying? And start packing? Because that's how bad. He was probably hoping that. So that also still proves my point that no one was there to maybe help him. I mean, really. He was 24 when he started. I mean, when you're 24, now to when, look at those people. They're all a mess in one way or another. I mean, Friends wasn't as, like, crazy. But, you know, I also heard, here's a fun tidbit. Friends was actually very popular in Greece. You want to know why? Jennifer Aniston. After she got that nose job after The Office, or Office Space. Because Office Space, she didn't get her nose job.
We all know that her father was a popular soap opera star.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, they have a number under here, just in case. But yeah, I mean, I get it. It's just that I think he either let it slip. I don't know how that even was in his brain because I've always known for them to be friends. Like, I've seen pictures of them when they were younger, like going out and having lunch and like hanging. They're all in that kind of like same crowd because of, you know, Arquette and whatever her name is, or Courtney Cox, and, you know. So anyway, is this Wonder Woman? She's getting married?
She already is married.
She's married. All right. So next article. So what do you think about that? I think it's interesting, right?
Yeah, he's got a memoir.
All right. Let's see the other one. Next one is Kanye. It's not going to be less and least. It's in the middle. We're doing it as... because I just want to move on this one. I don't want him to be the last thing I talk about tonight. So we're going to share this article. I mean, there's 1,000 articles that are literally saying the same thing. So we don't really have to worry about what website it's from. But I'm still going to share the screen so you guys can see. This is the New York Times. I don't think I really want to. What? Are you goddamn kidding me? Goddamn kidding me. Okay, we'll just say Kanye Twitter. Kanye Elon Twitter. Elon definitely doesn't deserve fucking Grimes. That's for goddamn sure. Oh, wait. Oh, that's the one that... It just came out 8 hours ago. That's why we can't do it. But you have to pay. Is this it? Reactivated? We'll just look at this one. This is fine. HuffPo doesn't care if we share. Thanks, HuffPo. All right. So it says, correction, no evidence of change in Kanye West's Twitter account status. Sorry, guys, if you hear Wednesday. All right. It says, a previous vision of the story said that Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, regained control of his Twitter account Friday after it was suspended following anti-Semitic remarks he made on several social media accounts. However, it remains unclear if the rapper has access to the... What is going on? I get very distracted. This is not cool. Okay, after blah, blah. Oh my gosh. It was suspended following anti-Semitic remarks he made on several social media accounts. However, it was unclear. It remains unclear that if the rapper has access to posts on the platform or if the account was ever listed as suspended, meaning the tweets were not visible. As of Friday afternoon, there have been no new posts since October 8th. So that's what we have right now on his Twitter account. That's literally just someone wrote just about the Twitter account. Like, that's how on the nose we are and how, like, on him we are. Because we're just like, what did his shit look like last night? You know what I mean? Like, we're really trying to. Let's see. What was the other one? The Elon Musk one? What was the Elon Musk one? All right.
He owns Twitter and he let Ye back on.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he let him on. I think he just... I don't know. Maybe. All right. Let's see. All right, so this says Kanye West is back in Twitter following Elon Musk's takeover. Is this just a video? Wow. This is, his grills are clip-on. Did you know that?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna mic us out and play.
West stating, we are taking immediate steps to remove Yeezy Gap product from our stores. This was the scene at the Gap in Times Square. Giant bags of Kanye's clothing line.
And in just 2 hours, it'll all be gone.
It happened after Kanye West dared Adidas to dump him. Just 10 days ago, Kanye made this brash statement repeating anti-Semitic hate speech.
I could say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me. Now what?
Today, Adidas terminated all business with Kanye, denouncing his anti-Semitic remarks as unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous, and declaring it would immediately stop payments to Kanye. Here's Jim Murray.
Kanye's wildly successful shoes sell for up to $585. I just bought this pair for $350, but expect these shoes to soon start disappearing from store shelves.
The Adidas announcement delivered a $1 billion blow to Kanye's crumbling empire. Forbes magazine declared, billionaire no more. Kanye West's anti-Semitism obliterates his net worth. CNBC's Sarah Eisen.
I'm not surprised that Adidas dropped Kanye West. I am surprised that it took Adidas so long to drop Kanye West. This dangerous hate speech rant against Jewish people came from Kanye more than 2 weeks ago.
Overnight, Kanye doubled down with this incendiary interview.
It's genocide and population control that Black people are in today in America that is promoted by the music and the media that Black people make that Jewish record labels get paid off of.
As long as Ye continues to double, triple, quadruple down on his deeply offensive and dangerous rhetoric against Jewish people, it's going to be impossible for corporate America to touch him.
So what'd you think about that?
Yeah, not a surprise. People are dumping, and I mean, when you're that loony.
Yeah.
I mean, he said outrageous things before, and he just continues to say outrageous things, and now is finally caught up to him, and he can't, you know,
hear him.
Check himself, cash himself with what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, he, like, I don't know about that weird, that was a weird edit that they had, like, where he's like, I could say anti-Semitic things, and, like, I mean, I don't know why Adidas took so long. It usually shouldn't take that long, and when it comes to something like that, I do have friends who are Jewish, or I would say Jews, like, you know, like, actually practicing, and some of them didn't care. They just, some of them was like, I don't care, and I'm like, well, I get it. He doesn't really affect your life, but this is now affecting your life. This is affecting your life now. Like, if he's anything else he's ever said was just crazy loony shit, this is, like, not good. And whether he means it or not, it's, yeah, you can say what you want, but be ready for, and then, you know, stuff like, he's like how Chappelle was when Chappelle was like, fuck you guys. You know, I don't care if I lose money for saying all the transgender stuff. And, like, he didn't care. And it's like, at least show some remorse or just act like you do so we can go away and leave you alone. You know, so we can all just get on with our lives, because that's mostly what people want to do. You're just stirring up stuff that doesn't need to be talked about.
Really, let's be honest. I mean, when was the last time he was relevant? I mean, when was the last, he hasn't made anything good or relevant in a long time. And
he had his church, right? And still doing that shit.
Well, that's not any good, and that's getting dropped, and yeah, it's just, and the problem is not necessarily him, but it's just that we feed into it. We just eat it all up, all of him and his family, and God, it's gross. I mean, it's just all gross in my world.
So what do you think about the Elon Musk thing? What was the Elon Musk thing? I was saying that who cares about that he owns it, but you were saying something to me about, like, how he basically kicked everyone out.
No, it's the fact that, you know, now that he has it and it's kind of, he's lurking.
Bean?
Hush. I mean, he's done some shady things, right? Like, especially with considering the war in Ukraine. You know, he gave them Starlink, and then all of a sudden he's going to make them pay. There is been articles out there that he is linked to Putin, and no, I don't consider him a good person at all.
Well, his parents were part of the apartheid and shit. You know that? They have apartheid money.
Yes.
They're like basically like what they do in the South. I mean, yes. Pretty much.
I mean, from diamonds.
All right, so we're going to share this video. I kind of like, Matthew, I'm also sharing the videos because people seem to like that. I asked on a poll. And on our YouTube, and people said,
and I think,
like,
I mean, obviously, people, when they think of him, maybe they think of a company that he owns, like Tesla. I mean, he did not start that. He did not invent that. He just bought that. So
someone said, oh, okay, so I want to go back to answering a question. Neil said the Die Hard was his first. Die Hard 1 was not a Christmas movie, but it was one of his favorites. It says, until Hans Gruber falls off Nakatomi
Tower.
And they said, these comments are concerning. I'm my second bottle of Manischewitz. Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's see. What do y'all think about Kanye? All right. So we're going to play the Elon Musk video right now, which means that you won't be able to hear us. So I'm going to go ahead and share this, and then we'll talk about it after. We'll be right back. What the fuck was that? Why would you want to lift a ban off of Donald Trump? I don't understand. I don't fucking understand what's going on. And he's 7,500 employees will lose their job.
So no, not only likely to.
I mean, fuck the CEO. Who gives a fuck? That guy's probably a billionaire too. But like, you know.
But then when you do the other two, it's very questionable. And obviously you lay claim that you are against hate speech, but yet here you are supporting it and allowing it and looking like you're gearing up to have it on your new platform that you just bought.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, he just really wants to like own something. And it's like, you already have a business.
And that's why I didn't agree with that when it said founder. He did not find, he was not the creator of Tesla.
No, he wasn't.
He bought
the only thing he created was his son, and we don't even know if that's his kid.
That's ever done. He has only ever bought things because his family already had money. He has done.
Did you know that? Did you know that everyone's saying that Amber Heard's baby is his because the timeline really matches up and stuff? Like, because they didn't really. She said she had a surrogate or something, which I think she did. Which because she's like a narcissistic bitch. I mean, she can have kids. She just decided not to and like have someone else do it for her. I think it's weird. I think you should only do a surrogate thing if you literally can't have kids. Like, that's the whole point, you know? But she has money and, well, I think she does. I don't know. She still owes him $10 million. But anyway, so, yeah. So, like, I think, and then those cars are dumb. Like, I don't even like the cars. Like, they have these tall, but I'm sorry if you guys drive them. I apologize. I still love you guys. I mean, you can drive your Tesla wherever you want. I don't like them. I think like you can't cover the top windows. Have you ever been in one yet?
Yeah, we've been in
them. Okay, so I heard that my Uber driver today said that you can rent the Uber drivers rent them. So I know that the guy that you and I were with, he was paying $9 for what, like the whole like satellite thing and like. Like the screen, because the screen's like a, and then there's no dashboard in the front. Like there's nothing in the front. You look on the thing. So it's like being in a spaceship. Like you see everything. But I heard, he said that there are Uber drivers that rent them just so they can drive them around for Uber. So they can probably get bigger tips or whatever, or make it look like it's their car. A couple of them that I've been in look, now that I'm thinking about it, did not look like they were, it looked like, they're very pristine. Like it looked like they maybe did rent it for the day. Now I don't know if that's through, I don't know if that's through Uber, or if it's just like they're doing it from the dealership. But I think that maybe they do provide city cars that you can rent from Uber, and then maybe you don't have to pay for gas and stuff. I don't know, or you just pay like you're renting an actual car. So, yeah. So like, I don't like the handles. The handles are weird. They're like opposite handles, but they're skinny. So like even my little fucking little baby hands can't get open those things.
Yeah.
And then, I just don't, and then also the top part, like the top part is all big windows and they don't have a cover for it. Like there's no thing for like the sun. Like the guy was like, oh yeah, it gets really hot in here. Remember that? And I was like, how, why you're driving, how much do you pay for this car? Like, and it's an electric car, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think people were up in arms about it when it first came out that he was owning or gonna, that he was gonna own it. And then it must have gone away. Did he like retract it or something? He must have changed his mind again. Because this isn't the first time that we heard about him buying it, that he was gonna buy Twitter and everyone
did.
But he bought it, this was like months
no,
before.
No, and then it was held up because they had to review it and make sure that it was
okay legit. To do it. Yeah.
And the
he's buying it with apartheid money. He's buying it with apartheid money.
That's what he's doing with blood money.
And then he also wants to save. He wants. Why is the bird free? It was already free. Twitter was it's still one of those platforms. He's like, oh, I want to make sure it's not full of hate and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's the whole point. Twitter is literally for that. That's what people have already been doing on Twitter. Like, I know people say nasty things on Twitter, but it's really kind of died down. I feel like more people are doing that on Facebook than they are on Twitter now.
Yeah.
Twitter is like for everyone. Everyone can say what they want. You can, and then they also
Facebook has fallen.
And then Twitter also did what OnlyFans didn't do. I mean, Twitter was doing stuff that OnlyFans has just now started to do. Like they were letting you have like your, you know, your webcams and all of that. Like they were letting people do that. But also their rules are way tighter than Facebook. But Facebook, well, no, they're not way stricter, but like they don't deal with a lot, you know, they're, which is what I don't understand. Why would, so maybe that you're right. Maybe he let Kanye keep his account. But it just also proves that like you're on the side of someone that's saying stuff like that. So what does that make you, right? And Trump? What the fuck? I just don't understand. I'm confused. What does Trump have to do with Twitter? I guess, you know, because they kicked him off, right? So does that mean he's going to give Trump back his Twitter?
That's what it
sounds
like.
Please no. He's already on that other, what's that website for the Republicans where they can say whatever they want? It's like a blog forum.
Yeah.
It's always, they always name it, they always say it on Young Turks and like all those late night shows, they talk about it. Because it's one of those sites where like all the QAnon people can go on and like
talk about. Yeah.
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is that too soon? What's that bitch been doing? What's she been doing lately?
Stirring up shit.
What, still? What's she been doing now? I mean, is she done with like, it's just people like Trump and like Kanye and like, I can say, you know, MTG, they have big platforms. They can affect people. So when they're not only saying it in the news, they're saying it on every platform, which I get. It's America. We have a free country, supposedly. We can say whatever we want. But like, I just don't get it. Discord doesn't let you do that. Patreon doesn't let you do that. Facebook, definitely. If you put some certain pictures on Facebook, like I've had friends that were like literally in jail for like 2 weeks and they barely said anything. Like really. Instagram. I mean, what is there left that we can say stuff? Reddit. That's what we got. At least he didn't buy Reddit, you guys. Matthew would be very upset.
Yeah.
He would actually be very upset. But that's because Reddit already is those places where you're in a safe space. You're anonymous, right?
Anonymous.
So Twitter is just so much easier. You have to make a profile. You don't have to make a profile on Reddit. You can use an avatar. Like you literally don't have to. You don't have to have any bio or anything, right? So says Neil says Kanye's lost in his mania. Musk is a villain in a Bond film.
He really is turning into that. He really is that.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, really, like that's what I'm saying. You can really hurt people. You can really, really affect people. And there are dumbass fucking people out here. Dumbass people. I'm sorry, you guys. We love you. We're not including you guys. You guys are with us. We love you. But just type one in the comments if you have dealt with at least one idiot person just in one day. Or no, you know what? In 8 hours. One. I guarantee there's going to be a lot of ones in here, okay?
A lot of ones.
So anyway, are you okay? You're picking. Yeah. All right. All right. So next one, we're going to talk about more serious. This is going to be our last one for the night. And let me pull it up here. This one's about voting. So if you guys, I mean, even if you are in the LGBT community, LGBTQIA community or not, or if you're an ally or just, you know, not an asshole, I think you guys would definitely want to listen to this. It's a very important article. It's actually about by LGBTQ Nation. They should definitely put the IA in there for this website, but that's all right. I'm being kind of OCD about it. All right, let's see. We're going to grab this article up here. Oh, yeah. Grab the article, yeah. All right. I think we've actually used this website before. All right, so this is about transgender voter rights. And we actually just saw that. And by the way, you guys, all of this news has literally just come out. Like, all the stuff that we talked about tonight just came out, right? So yeah. So we're going to high five for that because sometimes Matt and I like talk about stuff and it's like a week later. So like that Kanye one was like literally 8 hours ago.
In your face.
So this is, these are the highlighted states right here. It says voter ID laws in the United States by photo ID requirements and strictness. So let's see. We're going to show you the article. It says less than 2 weeks before the midterm elections, the window for transgender voters to verify their identities for voting is closing fast. Roadblocks for the trans people to acquire accurate identification abound, while ID requirements to vote are getting stricter in growing numbers of states. The predictable result will be fewer trans people voting in 2022, just as their rights are coming under attack from anti-LGBTQ candidates. We have some candidates in the already in the running. Who, do you know any?
No.
It says, according to the last research from UCLA's Williams Institute, over 200,000 trans voters can be disenfranchised this November. Isn't that crazy?
Hmm.
200,000? This article just came out today. We are on the nose today. We got the nail on the head right now. We're ahead of the trend right now, Matthew. Yeah. Okay, so it says, oh, get the daily brief. I should sign up for it. It says it could be worse. A 2015 study from the National Center for Transgender Equality reveals voter participation from trans people is higher than among all eligible voters, 54% to 42%, meaning more trans voters will manage to cast a ballot despite the barriers to their participation. So what does that mean?
With their ID, I mean.
So does that mean because like they're like what they used to look like?
Yeah.
Okay. Trans people will face numerous challenges in their changing their official ID gender markers. The process can take time, money, and access to medical care that many trans people, particularly younger individuals, don't have. Well, yeah, because now kids are like living at home more and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of like, I didn't think it was that much money. I didn't know I know the time would be time consuming because also just you have places. I mean, the DMV can't really like just turn you away, right? They'd have to like do that. I mean, where do you go to change your name, change your ID? Do you go to like the state, the DMV, or do you go to like the state security or state secretary?
Depends on each state how they do it.
It says that according to the Movement Advancement Project, 10 states require documentation from a medical provider in order to change a trans person's gender marker. 8 states require proof of surgery, a court order, or an amended birth certificate. And 10 states have been burdensome or unclear policies on changing gender markers. Changing a birth certificate to get a new ID can also prevent problems. 12 states require trans people to undergo some form of gender affirming surgery before officials will release a birth certificate. So you have to be like presenting, but I think you
could say the laws are a little bit behind the times.
I think you could get away with not getting a boob job and just put a bra on and put a,
I mean, the laws are behind the
times. It's like, oh, now you have to actually like, are you going to pay for that then? Because that's a lot just to like show you that I'm a girl or a guy or whatever. Like that's a lot. Yeah. That's fucked up. Okay, so it says 4 states don't allow changing a birth certificate gender marker at all. I wonder what those 4 are. Name changes aren't easy either. 9 states require people to publicly post a name change request online, which can lead to harassment or violence. They are not making it any easier for these people. No. Like, they have to jump through crazy hoops and then, okay, now I've like endangered myself. Can I change my name now? A lot of people can change their name. You should be able to change your name. You were given the name, right? A God-given name. Isn't that what they say? God-given name. If it's God-given name, then your mom didn't name you. Your mom should have not named you then, or your daddy, or whoever.
States don't allow anything. So
it says such obstacles can impact voting in 35 states that have voter ID laws, according to the Williams study. In these states, voters encounter additional verification requirements at the polls on top of federal standards for voter registration and eligibility determination. The strictest of these voter ID laws require voters to present a government-issued photo ID at the polling place and provide no alternative for voters who don't have an ID, or as often as the case for transgender voters are, they should have an accurate photo ID. According to the Williams Study, transgender people who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, young adults, students, people with low incomes, people experiencing homelessness, I'm going to say unhoused, and people with disabilities are overrepresented among over 200,000? They face barriers. So that's obvious. Yeah. These are all people, Black, if you're young. That's ageism, racism, discrimination all around, right? So like it just kind of shows you the age, right? 68% possession of no identity documents with a correct name. So it says among the transgender criticism or citizen response to 2015 survey. So it says age 18 to 24, 68%. I mean, it's really crazy. Like this is all people that need help. And we're discriminating against them. It's fucked up.
Well, get out and vote.
Yeah, you guys need to definitely vote. So voter IDs are promoted by primarily Republican sponsors as a way to protect against voter fraud. That's a real good cover. And just, just use that as the reason. Both American civil
right-wing and evangelical. I mean, those that believe that voter suppression, religion should be leading government.
They're chalking this up to like voters. They're saying that that's what they're really doing.
Yeah.
But you're not doing it to regular people. I'm not saying that transgender people aren't regular people. I'm saying people that are not in these groups of people, right? So like, they're only doing it to these people.
They're doing it to a lot of people. It's voter suppression. Yeah.
But I'm just saying I don't think you'd have any issue. I'm just saying.
Huh?
Right?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, never mind. I was just saying, like, it's just terrible that it's, like, discrimination and still doing this now, and it's 2022.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. So you guys definitely need to vote. Oh, my gosh, Bean. I'm going to put this article in the comments so you guys can go to it, because it's really important. I definitely want to vote in here because that's scary. I mean, Matthew, you predicted this already, that this would be kind of an issue with, like, you know, the gay marriage thing, that if we have certain people that are in power or politics, that maybe that they would start trying to take away things that are, I mean, you and I got married before gay marriage was legal. I don't want them taking it away from
me. Yeah, well, they're trying to take away. Don't. You're right.
We had to get divorced then and we'll just stay together.
Yeah.
Like, we refuse to be married anymore because they can't get married. The gay people would be like, you're crazy, just stay married. Don't do that. All right, guys, so we're gonna call it a night. I'm so glad that you guys were here with us tonight, and we have, you know, we're gonna try and keep doing this maybe every other week. I promised you guys we would. And yeah, so email us. Our email is thenightowlchicago@gmail.com. And sorry about all the Wednesday meows. She's definitely hyper as fuck right now.
Yeah.
She's not even, she didn't even come in and tell us that we're done. Like, our producer's gone. She went into the kitchen or something. She's like, I'm done with you guys.
Done.
All right, guys. We love you and we want you to be happy and healthy. And please, you know, hug each other, call each other and spend time with each other. And, you know,
go vote.
Don't be an asshole and go vote. I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to The Night Hour.
Beanie, you want a treat?